Thank you and good morning. The CHP has recovered the Jeep they suspect was involved in a hit-and-run collision that claimed the life of two 14-year-old Fortuna girls Tuesday night. Later today, the CHP is expected to provide further details about the incident that occurred at 9:15 when the two girls, who were skateboarding on Ill River Drive, were struck. The driver fled the scene and one girl was pronounced dead at the scene while the second was airlifted to an out-of-area hospital where she later succumbed to her injuries. A Humboldt County jury has convicted Derek Charles Payton of voluntary manslaughter, and he will face 11 years in prison after he was sentenced by Judge Marilyn Miles on Wednesday afternoon. Payton was found guilty for shooting and killing Elliot Wallen during an altercation in Eureka in October of last year, and for the wounding of a second man, Nicholas Demerer. The pair had gone to Payton's residence that October night with a third man to collect on a debt related to a previous drug deal, and following a physical altercation, the men left the house with some marijuana. As they fled, Payton pursued them outside and shot Wallen once. He was later pronounced dead at the hospital, while Demerer was treated for a gunshot wound. The third man refused to cooperate with the investigation. Payton will serve at least 85% of that 11-year sentence. Humboldt State University has hired an outside consulting firm, Strategic Edge, to study its athletic department over the course of the next 4 months. The athletic department is operating with a structural deficit and has nearly exhausted its reserves as it struggles to keep up with the increasing costs of salaries, team travel, and scholarships. Strategic Edge will study the operations and funding for athletics and present their findings by the end of November so that the school can implement any needed changes by the next fiscal year. Currently, athletics is funded through the student and structurally related activity fees and fundraising efforts, but operating expenses in 2015-2016 and the current financial situation surrounding athletics are not sustainable long-term. Jordan Christmas has news from Mad River Hospital.
Mad River Hospital was recognized for their level of quality patient care, clinics, and hospital operations after being nationally accredited, and a 3-day survey was conducted to review more than 1,700 regulations at Mad River Hospital. Pamela Floyd, the risk and quality manager at Mad River, said that based on the successful accreditation survey, all of our staff's diligent efforts and dedication towards patient safety and quality care have been validated.
Thank you, Jordan. Arcata police responded to the Gas for Less station on Alliance Road late Tuesday night on a report of an armed robbery. Officers spoke with the clerk who said an adult white male walked in wearing a hoodie and a black mask and brandished a firearm and demanded cash. The man then fled the scene northbound on Alliance Road and remains at large. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Voters in California will decide whether or not the personal possession of marijuana should be legal when they weigh in on Prop 64 in November. But for residents of the Emerald Triangle, the impact of marijuana cultivation and distribution have always been a front-burner issue. Supervisor Rex Bone spoke about the latest developments with marijuana laws, including the state medical marijuana regulations and the county's new medical marijuana ordinance. He said that they are part of a broader strategy aimed at large trespass grows that negatively impact the region and environment.
This is where the ordinance, this is where the grows come in. This is what we're trying to get out of the hills. Nobody should be, if they're walking out on public lands, enjoying what has been preserved for the people of the U.S. and Humboldt County without sounding anything else. Nobody should feel in danger of anything that is not natural to the surroundings.
Bone pointed out that bringing the industry into the full light of day won't happen immediately, but that by focusing on crime and environmental issues, they can remove the worst actors in the black market economy.
We have to take care of two things. The trespass guerrilla grows that are taking properties away from people to enjoy and on private, you know, timberlands and property owners. And we have to take care of the environmental degradation because streams, but the creeks are starting to run dry already because of diversions.
You can listen to Supervisor Rex Bone talk medical marijuana and other local issues by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.